Hey, Rock Movers, I cannot wait to introduce you to Season 4's guest. And today we have the amazing Lainey Love. So I'm going to bring her right on so that you can get to know her. Lainey, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy to have you.
So amazing to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are going to jump right into the conversation because I feel like we literally could go over our time today because there's going to be so many things we can talk about, all the synchronicities. But tell those that are watching and listening a little bit about your story and how you, which is my favorite question that I love asking people, how you are moving rocks in your own life.
Yeah, I think starting with how I'm moving rocks, because that is a big thing. And that's something that every single person faces, regardless of their background or their challenges. Absolutely. We all have moments where we're moving pebbles to boulders.
I love that. Because yes, it's not always just the big things, right? It's also the little things too.
And sometimes mountains, right? Depending on what our mission is. And so I'm always doing that. And what is interesting to me in acknowledging that as a reality of life is finding tools that help me to navigate challenges. If I'm going to have this, if I'm going to experience it, it's a part of being human.
Yeah.
And how can I arm myself with the best tools possible so that I can have the most fun navigating these challenges, right? Because it can be fun. And I think that almost always we forget that.
We do. So what do those rocks look like for you, or what have they looked like in the past?
Oh my God. A vast array of many rocks, lots of boulders. So, growing up, I grew up in chaos, as a lot of people can probably relate to that. Single mom.
Totally.
Kids. So we were very poor. And a lot of ways, I think that was more of a challenge for my mom. Because being a parent now, I can understand the different challenges there and how they relate to what your role is in the unit. But as a kid, not having access to everything that I wanted and not being safe and not having direction, because my mom just didn't have the capabilities being a single person.
And not understanding as a child, you don't understand all the adult reasons why. Yeah. So we make up those reasons in our head.
And it's always about us. It's always. As a child, it always becomes about you and how there must be something wrong with you. You're not enough. You're not good. Whatever it is that looks like.
Yep.
I mean, in my case, I had experiences that were directly telling me that I wasn't enough or good, like probably many of us. You know, I've definitely experienced all the different forms of abuse. I've had the experience of being mugged. I have been bitten by a bat in my sleep.
What?
A rainy treatment. I have been in really toxic relationships. Mm-hmm. I've had the court battles and all of those colorful experiences that we have in life as humans. So I've definitely experienced a lot of challenges and then had to navigate through it like all of you. And so I've had really low moments. I've had suicidal moments throughout those challenges, because sometimes it's so easy to let those challenges overwhelm you or think that they're
right,
because that's really it, is that we think that it's insurmountable. We think that it's so heavy. We think that we can't get past it. We can.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part. I think that's where I am now after crawling on my belly, on my knees, being knocked down.
Many, because that bag gets so heavy, right? Yeah, like we're carrying all of these things from our past that we've put in our bag since childhood, all of the things that we made mean something about us, our value, our worth. And they just get to a point where they're so overwhelming. That's the word we always tend to use, is they're so overwhelming and heavy.
Yeah.
That you can't do anything but to move. It's that little belly crawl. So
yeah. 'Cause we're carrying them on our backs. We're carrying all that weight. What we don't learn, we learn to accumulate all of the rocks, all of the pebbles, all of the weight, and we learn to carry it instead of learning how to let it go.
Right, which is my favorite part of the Rock Movers movement, is the letting go and choosing what that means about us going forward. So that's the part I really want to focus on today, because you're doing some amazing things with the rocks that you've moved out of your bag. So tell us a little bit about your book, about the platform, and I'm going to pop this up really quick because this is where people can learn more about you. This will be in the show notes, of course, but today, tell us about Lainey Love, because that is really your movement, and what you're doing now is all about the love part. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, as we were talking about moving rocks, I was thinking about not only like do we move them and learning how not to carry them around with us, but we take it one step further and we learn how to take those rocks and build something with them.
Yep.
So everything that we have experienced, everything that we accumulate, actually become tools that we can use to create a beautiful life and whatever it is that we're wanting from that.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's what I did, is I took all of those, uncomfortable experiences and experiences where I felt really sorry for myself. I was really sad. And let's get real. When you're in it, it sucks.
Absolutely. And I just want to point out, for those that can't see Lainey right now, there's a rainbow.
It's following me.
Like this light is moving in her apartment and it's following her. And so there's this beautiful rainbow across her face. And I just feel like that's like this gentle reminder that this is really the beauty of your story, is this evolution of what you've done with what could be seen as what happened to you is really happening for you, and who you've become because of this journey and this beautiful, beautiful person that you are today may not have ever happened without those lessons and what you've done with them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hard. I acknowledge, depending on where you are on the journey, it's hard when you're in it to see it like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. It feels like this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Why me?
Right.
I'm tired of this. No.
I'm
more.
Done. I don't want to play anymore. I'm done.
I don't want what's on the other side of this. I'm tapping out. And I get that it's real. And so let's just sit with that for a second and acknowledge that the importance of that is like not staying there.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay to feel all of those things, because it does suck. Mm-hmm. And it is hard. Nobody is saying that it's easy. Life isn't easy, and things can seem like they're not fair, but that's where the journey becomes a little bit more exciting. Where we can like start to examine like the why and what the opportunity is there.
Yeah. So how are you helping people, and what are you doing with those lessons and the things that you've examined and you're like, okay, this is what happened. This is what it means. So now I get to do this for other people. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I mean, I've always been interested in healing and being of service and working with others. That was just my natural personality trait, you know, how we all have, you know, some of us are drawn more to animals or to math or science. Mine was always really just people and wanting to help them. So that was my natural inclination. So that was my path of studies.
Yeah.
But also going on the journey myself and like figuring it out, because I know what it's like to, even being somebody that has all of the tools, I still was stuck at a lot of points and I was angry. I was frustrated. And I started to question whether or not this stuff even works, or like, or if life is really like some kind of cosmic joke, like, you know, why all this effort and I'm not seeing the results.
Yeah, I think we all get to that place where we question the why, right? Like, what is the purpose? Why? And it's in those hard to admit out loud.
Yeah.
Questionings, you know, that when we're truly seeking answers, that they begin to reveal themselves and we begin to find them. Yes. But you have to get to a place where you're just like, why? Like, what is the purpose of this? But if it's so heavy in that spot. So how did you move out of that?
It is through a lot of trial and error. And
You mean there's no like vitamin pill you can take that just fixes it, or if you just do this one breathing exercise, it fixes it all, or there's no easy.
Well, the good news is that yes, you can. All of those things work. I've tried like, I don't know, 30, 40 different modalities. I've never counted them out, and I've studied about 10. And within those, some subcategories, because it's all really interesting. And when you go down one road, there's all of these like offshoot paths to take. Yeah. And it's so cool. There's so
my partner really, and my business partner and I refer to those as rabbit holes, right? You go down one rabbit hole and, you know, there's another rabbit hole. So yeah.
And it's fun. And it's fun. So the good news is they all work.
Yes.
So great. So whatever it is that you feel drawn to, or whatever it is that you're doing, that's amazing. You're doing something and it's going to work. But there are things that are more potent than others. Mm-hmm. And definitely things that you need to do regardless of the other things that you're doing. So if I was using gym analogies, which I always do, like for optimal health, for instance, it's like you have to work on your muscles. Mm. You have to weight train. There's all these other things that are really, really important to do, but the health of your muscles are ultimately what determines the health of your body for so many different reasons. And on the emotional or energetic perspective, it's your subconscious programming.
Okay.
And that that circles back or ties into like very many different aspects of what it means to be human.
Yeah. So let's pause right there, because most of my listeners are going to be well aware of subconscious programming and what that even means or what that's referring to. But if someone isn't, if they're just beginning this journey of seeking and awakening and, you know, becoming consciously aware, what does that mean to explore the subconscious and that programming, that subconscious programming?
That's a great question and really important to understand what that actually means. I think that was something that hindered me for so long, is that I kept hearing about it, but I kept doing nothing about it because I didn't fully understand the importance.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Your whole life is essentially run on your subconscious programming. So how you show up in the world, what it is that you're doing, how you're acting, reacting, all of that is based on subconscious programming. But we accumulate that, or we have that, or we experience that because of very many different factors. Mm-hmm. And that the programming comes from, obviously, like the life, the current life that you're living, the family that you've grown up with, whatever your religious or social or cultural background, the country that you're from. All of those things are factors into what goes into your subconscious programming. But there's also the ancestral stuff that gets carried gets carried forward until somebody within the lineage decides to change the programming.
Yeah. I had this amazing conversation yesterday with someone that is in epigenetics.
Yeah.
I don't know what her official title is, but she has studied it for 15 years now. So she's like, you know, so far ahead of so many things. She's like, yep, I've been saying that for years. But if you haven't studied epigenetics now, what we're learning is that all of this subconscious programming and things that we're like, well, that's just who I am, right? That I just have a hot temper because my dad had a hot temper, or that's just the way I'm made, is a cop out. It's an excuse, and we can change all of it.
Yes.
So that is the lesson that, if you're listening to this, I want you to come away with today from Lainey's story, is that whatever your past is, whatever that pre-programmed world that you grew up in, and whatever you were taught to believe, the subconscious programming that is genetically a part of your ancestry, your DNA, your history, your life, your lineage, oftentimes it feels like a family curse, that this is, you know, my story. My grandma got pregnant with, you know, my granddad. Then my mom got pregnant with me, and I got pregnant with my son. I wanted to stop that pre-programming, that expectation that this is just what happens with my kids. And so I did things differently. I spoke differently to them. I changed things for them. And, you know, so that was something that we could control. And that's just one little example, and I didn't mean to derail it, but I just want to really bring this message home today from my journey and Lainey's journey, is that whatever your past is, doesn't have to dictate your future. And so please carry on. I just wanted to really hone that in, because I feel like it's so key and so pivotal.
It is. It's so
important for us to understand that pre-programming doesn't mean permanent.
No, nothing is. And how cool is that? And right. I mean, you know, there are different factions that have always known that, and mm-hmm. now science is catching up, so to speak, with that language, because it's become, you know, kind of our English is science, mm-hmm. a common language. So it's great that there are terms and studies and all of those things that we look for now that definitely help to support that is truth. And I love Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief. If nobody has read it, he describes subconscious programming and epigenetics. I mean, I think he's kind of the forefather of epigenetics, actually, but it is an amazing study, and it's so cool to look at all of the different possibilities. So yes, you can change anything, you can do anything, and anything is possible. Yeah. But you're here for a reason. And that's really cool to examine, like, the reasons why, because it's more than even just what you think, like what your purpose is or your mission is, as I like to talk about, is what your mission is and what legacy you're here to leave. Your legacy isn't necessarily just the thing that you do or create. It's also the changes that you're making within your lineage. That's also part of your legacy. It's who you become, and how in the process of who you become, that radiates out within your lineage, within your direct unit, and then also what it is that you're able to create and contribute to the world.
Yeah. Sorry, I was adding the book that you had, but I wanted to edit it. I put that on the wrong thing. So Dr. Bruce, I want, because that's a great, great book.
It really is.
There we go.
There are so many. There are so many people that have done such great work. And there's so many resources. So if you have any questions, even just about resources and any subject that you're interested in, I have a vast awareness. I'm not going to say knowledge because I've read so many books. I just have an awareness of many different subjects. And I'm happy to recommend lots of wonderful authors and researchers and healers and scientists and such.
I've highlighted Lainey's website, which is so easy to remember. You have no excuses. Her name, which is amazing that you were able to get that.
Lainey.com,
and that's with two N's. So tell us now you've written a book, you're doing your podcast. What all is coming up next for you, and how can people learn from you, from your experiences and the rocks that you've moved out of your bag, and you've paved this beautiful process and this beautiful way of interacting and seeing life through a different lens. What are you doing now with your clients and what you do with your world?
Thank you. What I'm doing with my clients now is hoping to help them to accelerate the journey and the process. Mm-hmm. It took me about 20 years to accumulate all the knowledge and to experience the trial and error of the process, mm-hmm. And just to whittle down, you know, each process and start to see the similarities and how they're kind of all the same. And what is the fastest? Like, you know, there's color therapy or sound therapy or energy therapy, but at the end of the day, everything's energy. So color or sound, it's just a different expression of a vibration. But we're just drawn to different things. Like some people are more musical, they're more like into audio, and some people like more tangible, like they prefer touch, or some people are visual and they prefer color. And that's what I mean, where they all work. It all works. So when I'm working with people, I am helping them to fast track, to get to the best, greatest version of themselves possible. So I love that. It's so much fun. And what I have found is that working with emotion seems to be the fastest way to get to where it is that you want to go. And you can use emotion to help to rewire and rewrite your subconscious programs as well.
And how do you use the emotion? Like, what are you doing? Because I haven't thought of it in that specific way. So that's a new perspective for me.
Well, I use rapid transformational therapy, for instance.
Okay. So if you've heard of RTT, that's what RTT is.
And that's basically a form of hypnotherapy. So that's really great to get you into your subconscious mind. And I love that process. It's an amazing process. But sometimes people aren't comfortable with hypnotherapy, or sometimes they don't want to relive or revisit a particular incident. And so a way to work around that is just going directly to the emotion.
Okay.
So what happens when we're revisiting a particular incident? So say, like in my book, I talk about the time that I got mugged.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm revisiting that incident without having worked on it or healed it, if I go back to that incident, I will have stuck emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I will feel fear, panic, terror, a lack of trust, mostly the trust in myself. So what happens in those incidents, we have a heightened emotion and our heightened emotions, and then they get stuck in our body. And that creates something that we call trauma. So then when we experience something else and we call it a trigger, then those emotions are brought to the surface.
Yeah.
And all of that is just a process for us to allow the emotions that we haven't dealt with. Because in using that example again about getting mugged, what our natural tendency is, and I only say natural because it's what we've learned to practice, not because it's innate within us. But yeah. it becomes natural because we've been taught to suppress her and repress our emotions. So I would repress those emotions and then it'd get stuck. And then I would find myself triggered all the time. So if I'm walking down the street, if the feeling of somebody coming up behind me, I freeze in terror, in fear. If I feel like I'm unsafe somewhere, then I might lash out at the person. So there's many different ways in which this incident is then triggered in my day-to-day life. And sometimes it feels really strange because you wonder how this thing relates to the other, because it's not related to the incident, it's related to the emotion.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So if you can just go to the emotion and just say, okay, let's go into fear. Okay, let's let ourselves feel fear. Because that's the thing, is we're avoiding feeling the feelings because we're avoiding feelings of discomfort.
Right.
So let's
always we avoid those.
Yeah, that's just it. Like an overall human agenda: avoid feeling discomfort, regardless if it's a temperature, an emotion, a food, a whatever it is. We're always trying to avoid that.
Yeah. Right now, I'm avoiding the cold plunge. Like, I'm really just refusing to do that, no matter what my doctor says or my naturopath or anybody else is saying how cool it is. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. So I've avoided it.
Well, it also might not be the thing for you. That's a different conversation than that.
Thank you for giving me permission that I can explore that.
Not everything, just like sometimes a vegan diet works for some person, or a carnivore diet, or whatever, all these amazing different ways of eating and being. We all have a unique makeup and a different physiology, and it's not all gonna work for us. Yeah, so it could be that
for me,
it doesn't work for you.
I think I'm just avoiding it. I think that's honestly just, it's uncomfortable, so I'm avoiding it.
It could be that too. Yeah.
Right.
It's fun. It's fun to think about, right?
Right.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh,
sorry, I distracted you.
Yes.
So you were talking about how like avoidance is something that we use as a, like, the distraction technique.
Yeah. And so if you just actually sit there, so then I would just sit there with the, okay, I'm going to sit with this fear. And at first it's going to feel really uncomfortable. I'm going to feel like I don't want to do it. I'm going to feel like something bad is going to happen to me if I let myself feel this feeling, but it's not. And the more that you practice that, the faster it is that you can then let out the feelings. And as you let out the feelings, then the triggers start to disappear. And your whole life starts to really change, actually. So that's the fastest way that I found to get the results that you're looking for.
I love that. Well, I shared your book. I'm going to share it again. How to Use Hypnosis to Master Your Brain.
Yes, and I have this one too. This is my bigger one, A Bigger Mission.
Bigger Mission. Okay. Is that one on your website as well?
It is yet to be on my website. I will be putting it on there. It is on Amazon, and that is that's a great book. It just came out the very, very end, more like the beginning of this year.
I love it.
It's already been a bestseller in a couple of different categories, and is the best new release, which is amazing. I'm really, really proud of it. It's,
that is amazing. So
it's creation.
So are there other women authors on this book?
Yes, and one lovely male. There's 12 authors altogether. What we did was each write a chapter as a story about a traumatic incident that we experienced and how it is that we overcame it. And we have a workbook that goes along with it that takes you through an exercise so that you can start to get the results that we get in our lives. But the workbook is coming out late spring.
Wow. That'll be amazing to have that so that you can take these lessons that you've read about and learned about in this book and then apply it to your life.
Yes.
And see your bigger mission through the steps. I love that. It's so beautiful. So as we kind of come to a close here on our time, which I told you, man, it just absolutely flies by. We're already at 31 minutes. What is the main takeaway that you want people to know, or if you were to say this is the one rock, if you could just move this rock, this would change everything?
The one rock you have to move is yourself. You have to get control, a hold of, really it's a love of yourself, to be honest. You are the master of you, of your mind, of yourself, of your cold plunge experience. and that represents so many different things in our lives.
It does.
At the end of the day, nobody can help you enough. And unless you're helping yourself, nobody can do anything for you. You have to do it. And so when you can master the keep getting up, no matter what, because you're worth it, because you're here for a reason, because you matter, because your contribution is going to create some sort of beautiful ripple effect in the world.
I love all of that, for those that are in my world, they hear that all the time. You know, you are worth it and you matter. You're relevant. Your story is relevant. Mm-hmm. You're more than relevant, and you are equipped and valuable to do what's next just as you are. And it's because of those broken pieces. It's because of those lessons. It's because of those things that have happened to you that are now able to work for you. And I love that you said you, right? You are your biggest obstacle. You are the one rock. And it all begins with that choice. And you have a choice to move it. So this is why you are a part of my Rock Mover family, because we are speaking the same language. You get it. And I love the message that you're sharing. People need to find you and learn from you and do all the things that are a part of your world. So again, Lainey.com is where they can find you, and your books and everything are found under Lainey Love. So thank you so much for being a part of this. Is there anything you want to say as we're wrapping up? Any final words, anything that you want to promote or anything that they need to know?
Thank you so much for having me on. And I promote this amazing, wonderful podcast and you and your message and how it is that you're showing up in the world. And thank you for being a space and providing the opportunity to educate people and just be a source of love and light in the world.
Thank you. It takes all of us.
It does. Thank you for doing your part.
Thank you. I love it. So much love here. Well, you guys have a fabulous day. go out and make a bigger impact. You have a bigger mission. Lainey said it. She's a part of it. So it has to be true. There's a book about it. You can find it on Amazon, A Bigger Mission. You Were Meant for More. Learn how to claim it. And go out and have a fabulous week and know that if no one else has told you today, you are loved, you are valuable, you are relevant, and everything about you matters. So keep moving those rocks. Okay, that wraps up another amazing episode of The Rock Movers. Huge thank you to our guest and to you for joining me today and being a part of this incredible journey. Your story, strength, and your willingness to grow and transform those rocks are what makes this community and our podcast so special. So if today's episode inspired you, it would mean so much to me if you would share it with your friends and loved ones. And don't forget to subscribe or follow us over on social and on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss an episode. Your support truly means the world. And together, we're not just moving rocks, we're moving mountains. So until next time, keep embracing your journey and making those big, bold moves. But remember, you and only you have the power to change your world and move those rocks. Take care. I love you and see you on the other side.